And in this very incestuous political business, just a couple of feet away from Curtis was Fernando Mateo.
Good. I like it. Yeah. I mean, where were the other mayoral candidates, by the way? I guess they're dead down with bias against Italian people.
I guess so.
Okay, Andrew Yang and Eric Adams, you're cool with discriminating against Italian people?
I guess they weren't there, but Curtis and Fernando were there, and Fernando was terrific. And, you know, Fernando has reached out to me and us a bunch. He's been on this show before. He's a good guy, and here he is making his second appearance on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. Mayoral candidate Fernando Mateo. Fernando, good morning. How are you, pal?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So many times, my friend Elaine, who's your friend, really, and owns Café du Soleil on Broadway in the Upper West Side, and the great chef Robert Parchment, who listens to me and Bernie every day, a good friend of mine too. They've invited me to come have dinner with you at that restaurant, and I apologize I haven't done it, but I found out from you a couple of days ago that you've got your own restaurant in the Bronx. I never knew that.
Actually, the restaurant belongs to my wife. I'm the vice president of operations. I make sure that the place is running day to day. I look over the management and make sure that the food is amazing.
What is the name of the place again?
I don't want to give it free publicity, but it's called Zona de Cuba.
Okay. Well, you can say that. I can't. Well, listen, Fernando, I did say to you the other day, I said, it's a little uncomfortable for me and for Bernard because we both like you very much, and we both have touted all the great things you've done for this city, taxi cabs, specifically bodegas. You've done some terrific things, but, of course, you've got a long relationship with Curtis Sliwa. So I'm asking you, what should guys like me and Bernie do? We like you both. Now, we're a little from you with Curtis, but we like you both. So what should we do?
Well, you've got to go for the better of the two. I mean, different media outlets endorse different candidates, which I think is absurd. Because once you get endorsed by a newspaper outlet or by a media outlet, they're committed to writing good things about you. There's no wrong that you can do. There's nothing that you can say that they will object to. And that is, I think, I think that's wrong. The fact that Curtis worked at WABC or works at WABC, I don't really know, puts me at a disadvantage in that he gets all the privileges at that station. They watch out for him. Meantime, I'm the only real Republican in this race. And it's very difficult for me to get my message through at WABC. It's a shame because I really like Mr. Casamitidis, and his daughter, Andrea Casamitidis, endorsed me, the Manhattan GOP. So I really don't understand why I don't have the same airtime or the same
Fernando,
coverage that Curtis has.
You're on WABC right now.
I am.
This is not really the time to complain about not getting airtime on WABC. You're on right now. You're giving your side of the story. I mean, you have this opportunity. You should take it.
I am, and you know what? I am the best of the two candidates only because for the last 30 years, I have done more for New York City than any candidate in both Republicans and Democrats. But you've got to look at this situation very closely. Curtis worked very hard to make sure that Donald Trump did not win in New York City. He worked very hard to take the seat away from Marty Golden, who was the only real Republican in the state Senate that watched out for New Yorkers. He campaigned against him hard and got his opponent elected. So, and he's never been a Republican. He's always been in the Reform Party or in other parties. Just last year, he enrolled in the Republican Party. And I ask why. Is it to destroy our party? Is it to try to create a situation where I don't get to the general elections and therefore we will lose again? Because he clearly knows that I'm the only Republican that stands a chance in the general elections because of the demographics of New York City and because of what I've done, starting with Rikers Island in 1989, 90, 91. I did Toys for Guns in 93. In 99, I organized the taxi industry, and in 2002, I organized the bodega owners, and I've been fighting for them for 30 years. No one has ever done what I've done. I've employed thousands of people in New York City. I know what it is to meet payroll. I know what it is to pay rent. I know what it is to be a victim of New York City agencies and government agencies. I will end all of that. I want small government. I want public safety. I worked with cops for 30 years defending victims in New York City, not criminals. And today, criminals are defended, not victims.
There's no doubt about that. And by the way, on this show, Fernando, you've now been on twice. Curtis has been on once, and may not be a bad idea to advertise like Curtis does do. But anyway, let's move away from that. One of the things you don't have to worry about with Curtis is how he feels about crime. He has put his own personal life on the line many, many, many times for decades with the Guardian Angels trying to keep New Yorkers safe. That is the biggest issue in New York right now. I live in the city, Fernando. I got to go from place to place. I can't take my son for ice cream without him being scared to death. What will you do if, in fact, you do win to ensure that crime in the city will go down significantly?
I put my life on the line every time a cab driver gets robbed, killed, assaulted. A bodega owner gets killed and assaulted. That's what we do. So Curtis is just basically, he has a not-for-profit. And for decades, he lied about what he was actually doing with the Guardian Angels, guys. Let's not be fooled about that. You know, I will make sure that we refund our police department, get thousands more cops on our streets, make sure that we see them, that they're visible, make sure that there's two police officers on every train station platform 24/7 all year around. I mean, crime is my thing. I know how to fight crime because I've defended victims and I've worked with PD, and I know what they need in order to do the job. I have the tools that they need to come in and actually get the job done. And believe me when I tell you, I am not and I have never been a complainer because I've never been in politics. This is a very humbling race. Humbling because I've never had to ask anyone for anything. And here we are every day asking people to make donations in order for us to meet our matching funds. I hope and I expect to reach my matching funds this week. And once I do, you will see me advertising. I'm in business. I can't spend what I don't have. But when I have it, I will spend it and I will spend it wisely. And I will be on WABC and I will be on your show because you know what? You two guys are amazing. I like you, I respect you, and you report it the way it is. Well, and that's what I like about both of you, Sid. You guys are on point with what you do.
Well, thank you very much, Fernando. I've admired you for years, by the way. I really have with the taxis and the bodegas. I've seen you do press conferences. And so let's move beyond Curtis Sliwa. You are a law and order guy. The paramount issue, of course, is law and order. But you're either going to face Andrew Yang, but I think probably it's going to be Eric Adams. Now, he's a former police officer himself, brass, actually. He's for refunding the police, bringing back stop and frisk, bringing back the anti-crime unit, believe it or not. So he's going to be a very appealing candidate. How can you overcome a Democrat like, say, Eric Adams in the event that you win the Republican primary?
Well, listen, Eric Adams is my friend. I've known him for 30 years. I've actually worked with him closely with him and the organization that he represented early on. But I am ready. I am training for a 15-round bout. And I believe and I am counting on New Yorkers. I'm counting on Democrats to actually win the general elections. There are 2.5 million Hispanic voters in New York City. I don't take them for granted. There are 2.5 million Hispanics in the city, and I believe that the turnover of their vote is what's going to get me into City Hall. Hispanics know what I have done for their communities, for our communities. Blacks have known what I've done for them as well, and I believe I'm the only candidate in a general election that stands a chance to beat Yang or beat Eric. Listen, Eric has no business experience. Eric has never met payroll, has never paid rent, has never paid workman's comp. Eric has never had business experience. Therefore, how's he going to run the largest business in the world, a business that has 300,000 employees? It's impossible. He's a law and order guy. He's a civil servant. His payroll came from taxpayer dollars. My money paid for his job, for his salaries. So we need in New York not only a law and order guy, and I am that law and order guy. I will, cops love me because I've worked closely with them and I've always defended them, and I will always do that. But Democrats have the habit of promising things and never delivering. How dumb can this city become by electing another Democrat?
Right.
We have seen 20 years of glory, years during Giuliani and Bloomberg. Why? And now we see what Bill de Blasio, a Democrat, has done to our city.
Yep.
We saw what David Dinkins, how high crime was during the David Dinkins era. He tried to do many good things, but crime just rises when Democrats are in office. Why would any New Yorker want another Democrat?
It's a great question, and you can
question.
Insert that with governor too. With guys like Zeldin and Astorino and Giuliani may run too. Yes.
Listen, if we look at the past 10 years, guys, look at Elliot Spitzer, look at Anthony Weiner, look at Schneiderman, look at Sheldon Silver.
Yeah,
look at Mario. Look at Andrew Cuomo right now. Look at what de Blasio has done. How much more of that punishment does New York City want?
It's a good question. Yeah, listen, Fernando, we got to run, but that was a very spirited, I got to give you that, very passionate appearance
this
morning.
Very good line of attack. I love it. Law and order plus a businessman.
Yes.
I like that.
Fernando, good
listen,
luck to you.
I have it all, guys.
Yeah.
Curtis lacks a lot. Eric Adams lacks a lot. Andrew Yang is. Basically doesn't know what he's talking about, promises 100,000 jobs and delivers 150 jobs. Come on, man.
Okay.
New York, let's wake up. Vote for me. I am the guy that will bring the city back, and I promise you that I will win. I need to get through the primaries. I need Republicans to open their eyes and see that Curtis is not a real Republican. He's a never-Trumper,
okay. And
he will never be a Republican. Please understand that.
All right. We got to go. Excellent job today. Thank you for hopping on, Fernando. Best of luck. We'll talk again real soon. Thank you so much.
See you at Zona de Cuba.
And I love you, too.
See.
Yeah.
Fernando Mateo on the Bernie and Sid show.
That's great.
Fired up.
Yes, he was. Hey,
I like that guy, but
I like him too. Politics gets rough, you know. People get upset. Weekday mornings. That was a great interview, I have to say myself. Here comes Lobrosi. I really like that. That was good. I didn't hear any of it. I was in some meeting with Frank Morano, telling him how nice his hair looks today.